We're being joined now by Twin Cedars girls basketball coach Jake DeGeest. And Jake, name that is very familiar from the times I've covered Twin Cedars. Jake, first of all, let's just say this is a very good thing to say that we have Twin Cedars girls basketball, because last year you didn't, and it's nice to see the Sabres finally getting the team and the program back underway again.
Absolutely. I'm super excited that we're going to have this opportunity. As you already said, last year was my first year back in the district. I had taught at Pella for 15 years. And like you said, we did not have a team last year. And so while we are a small squad, we have 8 players out. It's exciting that they're going to be able to field a team this year.
And interesting makeup of the team. You said they're all juniors and seniors, but they haven't played in years or ever. So you're probably starting at the bare bone basics with some of these girls.
Absolutely. As you just said, we have quite the anomaly. Everyone on our team is a junior or senior, yet some of these girls either haven't played since junior high, some not ever before. And so, yeah, so practice, we're working on a lot of foundational skills. I cannot say enough good things about the girls' attitudes. What they lack for in skill is overcame by their positive attitude. They're very coachable. Anything that you ask them to do, it's done with a smile on their face. It's just the practice has really been going well, and it's very enjoyable every day.
And willing to learn too, which is sometimes hard for kids that age to be taught something by someone a little older than they are.
You bet. Along with that, that inexperience, something that we're kind of struggling with is defining roles. Typically, you have. Well, Sally scored 15 points a game last year and she's coming back, or this was our primary ball handler, this was our defensive stopper. Being that we did not have a team last year, we're trying to define those roles on the fly, if you will. So,
let's talk about some of the girls. I'm sure there are probably going to be some that we've heard from like cross country, volleyball, and other sports.
Mm-hmm. You bet. Yeah. Probably our most experienced player coming back is Jaden Weldon. She's a senior. She played as a sophomore, and so she definitely has some experience. She's going to be a ball handler and probably one of our primary scorers for us. Another player that has some experience is a junior, Ayana Alvarado. She played football this past fall, so that's kind of you. That name might ring a bell. And then the remaining players. A lot of them, they either haven't played since junior high, or some of them, this is their first go around with basketball, period. So, but Jaden and Ayana, I would say, are definitely our the most experienced of our team.
Talking to Twin Cedars girls basketball coach Jake DeGeest on KNIA KRLS. Are you looking to Jaden and Ayana as kind of, maybe be that coach on the floor type of thing when you see someone maybe out of place, direct them to where they're supposed to be?
Yeah, that you summarized that perfectly. They are my coach on the floor. And in practice, what you just described, they do a fantastic job of. If they see someone out of position in one of our offensive sets, they do a good job of, tapping them on the back and saying, hey, you need to get over here or something like that. And just leading by example and verbally, just bringing the mood of practice up, keeping everyone energized. They've done a really nice job of that.
What are expectations this year? I'm not even going to ask you about the Bluegrass Conference because you're just wanting these girls to obviously improve. Is that just the expectation? Be better every day, and then by the end of the year, let's see how much you've improved. And no matter who, if we won or lost, that's the goal this year.
That's spot on correct. It's funny that you said about, we just want to improve every day. We talk about, being 1% better every day, and what that 1% looks like. Did I add an offensive move to my repertoire? Did I improve my understanding of this defensive principle? We're not so much now. Do we want to win? Absolutely. But we're more concerned with just improving as a team throughout the course of the year.
Talking to, Twin Cedars girls basketball coach Jake DeGeest. And, of course, a lot of Twin Cedars folks will remember you as a standout athlete when you were in high school. Let's talk about your story. You said you had taught at Pella High School or Pella Schools for a number of years. Also married a Twin Cedars girl as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. My wife, Erica, she went to Twin Cedars. We were high school sweethearts. Like you said, for the past 15 years, I've been over at Pella. I've never coached a varsity sport before. It was always junior high prior to this year. So this is going to be my first trip being a varsity basketball coach. Like I said earlier, I have a huge passion for the game. There's nothing better to me than on a Saturday sitting down and watching basketball all afternoon / evening. So it was just kind of I came back to Twin Cedars and this opportunity presented itself and I decided to pursue it.
And obviously being at Pella and coaching there, you obviously got a lot of input from some outstanding coaches there at Pella High School.
Absolutely. When I was the coach there, Coach Mark Kaur, he's not there any longer, but he was the high school boys basketball coach when I was the junior high boys basketball coach. And something that I always appreciated about him is he would come to our practices, not to, be intrusive at all, but when he would come, he'd talk to the kids about, what it means to be a Dutch basketball player and just really help to expand on an already excellent program. And that's something that I hope to bring here to Twin Cedars, because I always had a lot of respect for Coach Kaur, and he taught me a lot, not just about, X's and O's, but how to develop a winning program, which if you know anything about Pella basketball, they have multiple state titles. So that's definitely a good resource.
Yeah, had a run of back-to-back state titles there in the early 2000s. Coach, good to talk to you. Very good that Twin Cedars girls basketball has some is back this year. I know in the past they've had some very good teams, but hopefully you can get a foundation built, and here in a few years, talking about maybe being competitive in some of the games as well.
You bet. Yes, absolutely. That's our goal.
That's Jake DeGeest, Twin Cedars girls basketball coach. This interview powered by Hy-Vee on 92.1 KRLS.